Hashem, the sugya of criticism, bikaris. Skedua, the most common problems, destructive forces, the dar, the chinuch, is the tremendous netiyah for parents to be critical and to practice criticism. Constantly, some people constantly criticizing, some less. But this is a tremendous common thing. Rav Ruba, the parents have issues with it. So obviously, there's something mushrush about it. It's not just persons in general critical person. It's something that's inside the teva. It's much more prone to be critical of children, and we don't chap how. First of all, how it doesn't add to chinuch and how destructive it is. So let's try to discuss this tonight, based on applying certain yisraelis. First, to be mitar the matzav, mitar a little bit the setup, criticism. Parents, they're around their kids, and they kaseder witness the imperfections of their children. Now, every person has imperfections. Me and you, we could probably write a long list, or definitely our friends could write a long list about our imperfections. So definitely children are not any different. The culture came that a child is an undeveloped metzias. There's many, many, many imperfections. And the teva of the parent sees even more than a regular person these imperfections. Hare, we've spoken about this many times. Your child is yours, is everything. It's your whole life. And the imperfections that might not be glaring in other people's eyes, they're glaring in your eyes. You don't have to be an especially critical person to notice the imperfections of your child. So what happens when you have a mother and a father that are exposed constantly to these chesroinus? The chesroinus vary in a very, very wide way. There's chesroinus in their hanhaga. Chesroinus in the midas is one of the hardest things. This is showing us in their Kiyum Torah mitzvahs. There's a lot of matzav of chesroinus. By children, younger children, mamish, there's going to be many of the Bnei Chabur here have, it's not so common to criticize. There it's more tzakis a little bit, einshim. But as they start becoming a little bit bardas, in other words, start telling them, you know, you start constantly telling them, even if you're not holding, again, just maybe be mavchen, maybe machali. Criticizing is very different than, we spoke about oinshim, we spoke about physical oinshim, we spoke about screaming in the beginning of this man. We're not talking about screaming dafka. That's a whole other part. When a person starts screaming. Criticism is pointing out, sometimes calm, if sometimes a little bit, not totally calm, but the point is you're bad at telling the child, you know, you're doing this and this wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, we'll be mafarat soon. You're doing this and this wrong. So again, by a very extremely young child, you know, you're not gonna, it's not so much conversation. But as he starts getting a little older, and for sure, you know, he's not getting close to 8, 9, 10, it's ma'is b'chol yoy. If someone who understands, and you see doing various things, not the right. Let's start a little bit. Okay. You know, how many kids are sloppy, clumsy? Sloppy and a clumsy kid. Nagav also, you can see very clearly because you have a few kids, you see the difference. You see there's one kid that's very, you know, does things well, the other one, push it, there's two left hands. You start noticing in the nature of children, midas sometimes, one is later to lie. I'm a chakra. Sometimes the kid is later to take kids of other things, he's a ganit. One child is faster than another. Very slow in doing everything, slow in thinking. Start noticing all kinds of imperfections in Hanhogel and Maisa. We spoke about this a few times. Many, very often, is very negative for the mother. The daughter doesn't dress knees look like they want. And it's clear. It's clear she has an issue. She has something. Your kid doesn't dress the way you want, doesn't wear a hat and jacket, even wears other things. Then in Torah mitzvahs, this is endless. He's not davening the way you want. He's not learning the way you want. He's not spending his time the way you want. He's not medachtik and halacha the way you want. He's not benching, making brachas. And we see this. And again, let's say we're beyond, we're not holding now in the sugya of being ma'anishim. It is so common to criticize. Let's break it down a little bit. There's two, I would say, two types of criticizing. Sometimes you criticize, like without control. It's like a person, he sees that his child has imperfections and he's just perennially criticizing. The Lav Dafki is really trying to machaven something with it. That obviously is the apostle Adamoid. For some reason, we're going to get back to this Nehemshech, there's some sort of weakness or sickness by us is that I don't know why we don't treat our children like Ben Al-Mechaveret. In other words, would it be so clear sometimes that a person couldn't go criticizing Chavrusa and even his wife, like, nonstop? But for children, sometimes we feel like they're our belongings, they're like Chavotzim, and it's no problem just like to criticize them. We don't even notice. I'm talking about the person who's not doing Mechaveret. They're just criticizing left and right and not even realizing Bechal. That's one, but then I'm not going to focus on Bikur tonight. I'm mentioning it. But the much, much more common is that parents criticize because they think Taka's tailless. And this is the Sherish. We're good people. I hope. Ezra Hashem. That's some good people. So what are we criticizing? We're criticizing the Etzem because we hold it's a certain Chinuch Tol. It's almost like Musar. That's what Musar is. A child is doing something which is not right, Pasha. Not right. I just gave a list of all things that are clearly not right. Clearly not right. The list goes more. Selfish. Many, many times. You could see one kid. It's very painful, apparently. One kid is giving and one kid is not. You just see it. You see it. He plays with friends and he's selfish, right? So, you think a cool of chinuch is to point out to the child, it's like who if not us, is supposed to tell him what's right and what's wrong? So, the most basic thing is, yeah, you tell him. You point out, this is not right. Before you know it, though, the person doesn't realize, we spoke a little about this earlier, is that you could be criticizing a child on 10, 15 things. So first of all, there could be a huge number of criticism. Let's still look at first of all, a basic thing. What is the taich, a little bit the taich of criticism? What is it? It's criticism, be'etzem, as a pool of chinuchit, is be'etzem putting a person in a matzav of total uncomfortability. Anyone knows anything about human beings? If you know, if you think about anything, you could know that one of the most difficult things for a person to experience is criticism. Well, let's look at ourselves for a second. The most difficult things, and it's amazing insight in human nature. It's some ways, it's almost more hard, it's harder than physical pain. It's almost harder than physical pain. The most complicated thing, and one of the hardest things is, I know myself. You know, I love people to give me Muslim more, but it's theoretical. But the few times in life that someone actually came over to me and Mamish told me off, person comes to tell me that tainas are me, the second a mafkin that he has tainas, I could be mafkin or metzias, my heart starts pumping really, really fast. What's he doing? He's saying, chas v'shalom, they're worse against the concern, yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the metzias of us that we want to see ourselves b'shleimus atzam. Be'etzem, it's a chalom. Every person has chesronos. But ma nasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us that a person wants to feel like he's always b'shleimus. And if you bring out a chesron that he has, this is very chash v'shalom bayis, I got. If you bring out a chesron that somebody has, it's in a certain way torturous. It's mamish torturous. The person, he's turning inside. Again, I know this also, when you want to talk to them, I want to talk to a young man about a chesaron. Even you could wrap it in 15, wrap it. It's just one of the most uncomfortable things, and it comes from a good part. Kadosh Baruch Hu does that, so we should strive for shlemus. Comes from the ego of a person. The ego of a person is so uncomfortable hearing what he's not good at. It could be right, it could be wrong. It's an extremely uncomfortable situation. So what are we trying to do with criticism? That's part of the way we're using it. We're trying to make the person uncomfortable. And we think, if we point out two things maybe, first of all, they'll know we think it's wrong, but there's a certain part of it, yeah, I want Taka to stop this. If my son goes out without a hand jacket, I don't want him. If I tell him enough times, he'll stop going out without a hand jacket. If my child is selfish, I keep on pointing out, you know, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Yankee's not like that. How many times could you break a glass? How many times can you break a glass? Look where you're going. Why do you walk so slow? Why are you always the last one in class or the last one to bed? We're trying to subconsciously create a matzav where the person feels very uncomfortable with what he's doing without screaming and without being manish, but we're trying to cause them a matzav where they stop, maybe stop for good, at least not go further. That's some weird, let's say somebody good is coming to a halach, and with criticism. And the problem is, and we're going to see, and there's a lot of talk about this in the chinuch world, is that it is one of the most unsuccessful tools. It kamat does zero, kamat zero, accomplishes zero. And if anything, the damage and the destruction that it does is endless. Mitzad sheni, again, it's one of the most common practices of a parent to be critical. It's one of the most common practices of a parent to be critical. So this is obviously something we have to work on very much. Why doesn't tak help? Why doesn't it help? So first of all, refer to Yisrael, we spoke about in the beginning of the Vada. We have a tremendous misconception always. We make chinuch synonymous with a result. We think chinuch is ba'etzem, if we're trying to mechanic criticism against to stop bad actions. It's not to do asays, it's to stop lois asays, all the bad things. So we have this misconception, chinuch is to make the child stop. My child's doing this and this and this and that and this. My child's doing this and this and that. So I'm supposed to get him, make him stop. If that was the taich of chinuch, maybe criticism would be helpful. Maybe. It doesn't always help, but maybe it would help. But that has no shaykhs to chinuch. So there's no shaykhs to chinuch. Chinuch has nothing to do with getting a result, stopping, getting a child to do something. Chinuch is, so then, is connecting a child to a certain mahalach. If a child has an atiya to do something, maybe it wasn't madgish enough, a parent is usually be'ikr critical, not on a mumoiver. A child a lot of times is a mumoiver, something they do once in a while. A child be'ikr critical on patterns that he sees in a certain children. And you see many parents. You see this children tends to be lazy, he tends to be slow, he tends to be sloppy, he tends to have not as much yirshamayim. And parents, and if you have a little bit of a keen person, mothers specifically have intuition in these things, and they understand the children very well. They locate very, very well behavioral patterns and different analogous patterns in the children. And they're hitting that nakuda. And they're trying to tell him, okay, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong. Yeah? What did you do? He has an atiyah, this child. My child has an atiyah to this and this. So you made him feel uncomfortable that he's going to stop. So at least when you're around, let's say Kuli Havuli is going to stop and do it because of anyway. But what did you do with his natiya? What did you do with his inclination? What did you do with this pattern? Would you give him any tools to change that? Zero! Nothing! What is criticism? Criticism doesn't give any tools. You just pointed out, maybe many times, that it's bad. It's bad, 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 it's bad. If you think about it, you take a step back, you gave him absolutely zero tools to make a change in what he did. So that Mela has no shaykh stachich. No, nothing. Garnish. You just did one thing. You just did that he won't do in front of you. That's it. Okay. So, I'm even Yovin that won't do anything to chinuch. And now let's talk about the bad part of it. Let's talk about how destructive it could be. First of all, a parent who, without realizing, we do this many times, criticizes a lot, often for a lot of things, and often the child eventually gets an uneven feeling that the parents are looking for machasorins. For some reason, we don't feel the need to reiterate and reinforce positive things. We'll talk maybe next about reinforcement, about complimenting. But the man, the Matthias says, we think that's already accomplished, and we don't. So it ends up that many of the times we're talking about the ikar we're pointing at is this chasorinus, the missing things that are missing. The child, even besides the ina'imus, the uncomfortable feeling that the child feels in this specific criticism, besides that, he gets the feeling a little bit that my parent is looking for my problems, looking at my problems. That's like, that's the worst situation to be in chinuch. You just lost your entire credibility to your child. when a child actually gets an overall picture, and it's totally, again, it's totally shleibah miskav, no mother, no father ever realized how much they're being critical and how the child's perceiving it. But the child's perceiving it, I'm hearing from a person most of the times more negative comments than positive comments. It means the child, they're looking for my bad part. They're looking for my bad. They're out for my bad. That obviously passes off the parent. That's a major no-no. Okay, let's move away for a second from that. Let's say it's not tremendously amount. Let's say I also do compliment on that. But there's a tremendous chesaron in criticism itself. First of all, that's in fact, we spoke about this, by the way, we spoke about the sugya of einshim. When you give an einish without chinuch, there's negative association. Whatever the child is going through, whatever he's trying to do, you know, the sign is so hard. Classic. You're reading a Gemara with your child, and he's making tons of mistakes. He's making tons of mistakes. Mistakes not only because he doesn't know, because he doesn't. It's so complicated not to start correcting him every single time. But what happens if you're constantly correcting him? It's obviously a very, very unpleasant experience. It's an unpleasant experience to be corrected every other line. It's unpleasant wisdom. And if a frat went a little bit, you point out, oh, didn't I tell you last time to read the Tosis that way? It's very easy. I don't have to say it's so sharp. You say it that way. That's, you know, we spoke about. What happens is learning and zikha learning with the father becomes a very unpleasant experience. So it was the negative experience. Again, what I machadid before, we have to realize how negative it is. I forgot to mention this, Marshall. I'm just saying, we should look at ourselves for a second. Imagine, it's mufka by adults. But imagine if the Mashkiach or the Resh Kabur would come to you every single time you made a mistake. Every single time you came late, you came past 9:15, he would come over to you and say, what are you coming late for? And every time you touched a part of your body you're not allowed to touch, and you're not allowed to learn, he would come over to you and say, what are you doing? You're not allowed to learn. And every time in your house, you a little bit said something to your wife you weren't supposed to do, he says, oh, what are you doing? And every time you came late to Ashrei, or you left early for davening, he would come and say, what are you doing? And the list goes on and on. Imagine you, it's a mufke de gazach. It's a mufke de gazach by adults. No, it's poshet. No one ever, any mashkiach that would try to do it, long gone. Long, thrown out of yeshiva. Even though he's right. The person has, like we have imperfection. Human beings have imperfection. The question is, what's the te'elis of pointing it out? So again, we have this misconception that's the job of a parent. The job of a parent, yeah. Everyone understands, Kilo, that in real life, but the job of a parent is to point out. But realize what the child's going through. The child is experiencing extreme discomfort, keseder, a lot of times, often, even if it's not so often, but very, it's often enough. He's suffering, and he's not doing anything. But let's take it a step further, and this is me, Elias Daiti, this is Mavel Arai, this is with Olim Bekudusudi, and it's Olim Benoyer. We don't think. This is maybe the talisman we learned the Sugi of Chinuch. The MSMS is the Iker damage that we do when we criticize is that we create problems. And this, again, you look around, you see this in Chinuch, there's nobody who's nimlet from this. It's a very scary thing. It's a very scary thing. We spoke a bunch of times last week, we call maybe this side of Kechimer Biyara Yotze, that parents create their children. We don't realize that, but the parents, children are like silly putty in our hands. What we do when we say creates the identity of a child. So, how do we just tell it back? What is the some setup of criticism most time? Criticism is when, yeah, I noticed that my child has a certain, there are such things. The son child, children have a problem with the emes more than other children. I noticed my child likes to lie. I noticed my Shandy, she is a little bit more, let's sneeze stick. She likes to make a ration and she goes around. She likes to look good. I see an itia in a certain child to be selfish. And I see an itia in that child. Baltaiva, Bechule, there's tons of matias that you see in the children. So, what happens when the parent starts criticizing? What is he doing? Be'etzem, what he's doing is he's harping and dwelling on the chesaron of the child. What happens is that slowly, slowly, the child be'etzem starts to identify with the chesaron. I want to add a nekuda. There's two ways to criticize. There's a way to criticize the action of the child and the way to criticize the child. It's kemat min a nimlet, and most of the times, always, the parent eventually goes over from criticizing the mice to criticize the child. He starts saying, I know myself and I know other people. He starts saying, you're a shakar. You're a shakar. You see, you're always a shakar. You're a shakar. You're a shakar. You're lazy. You're a shlamazel. You're always the last one, like I said, and you start talking about the child. What happens is the child eventually associates them with what exactly what you said. This is davar neira anloid. It could be the child had a bad netiyah and he did something four or five times. And instead of the parent giving him the tools to change it, he be'etzim what he did, he made it permanent by labeling the child. By telling the child he's lazy and keep on reminding him that he's lazy. Instead of a netiyah that the parent is supposed to tell, work with him. If not the parent, then who is there? We all have chesronos, but who's going to help us work with them? Instead of us working in them and building up the person, we keep on mentioning it, and be'etzem, with our yadayim, we created it. And you can't begin to understand how much this is true. You talk to mechanchim, it's a mori de kazach, how much what the parents say is nichnas into them. There's so many stories of mechanchim who spoke to kids, and the kids said things, and they were mamash parakeeting their parents. I'm a shakrin, I'm a ganiv. What you say about your kid, you made them. You could have a kid who's a little clumsy. You could have a little kid who's a little clumsy. You could have a kid who, you know, is a little knackered socially, and you put him on the spectrum. You use all these funny words and use all these things. It could be you never would have went there. If you would have worked with him a little bit, and you would positively enforce him, we'll talk about that by Hemshech. The child will never develop that, but you made it. I'm telling you, this is an unbelievable nekuda. You don't know how much it is. Rav ruba of problems of kids are totally how the parents react. If we act in a critical way, we compound, and even was almost like we do more than the child himself. We compound the problem. If instead we don't make such a big asik, don't talk so much about that. He has an idea. The taiva, the kina, we go around it and we try to help him deal with it. And maybe when he comes to us, he opens up to us, and there's a good sad that the Be'etzem will work on it, and Be'ez Hashem, the Netiyah will never be entrenched in him, will never become totally part of him. He's still young and formidable. But we will make a bay. I'll sell the Maisa. This brings out the story. The Maisa of Yakazan brings, he dealt with many, many long time criminal kids. And it's called a youth juvenile delinquent center, I think we'd call it in America. He worked in one of these places many years. One of the kids, so he's telling over a conversation he had with the mother. So the mother's saying, it's not a crazy case. This is a very, very matzah case. The mother's saying, telling him, I guess the first time they met, he says, yeah, I always knew he was going to be a criminal. So I chapped, like, right away. I have a brother who's, in Hebrew they call it Pirchach, a kid who went off the derech, who was on the streets. And I saw he had the same nature as a brother, right? Chazal say in Stachachu, Rav Bonim Achayim. I saw in the beginning, he was like uncle. Agav, this is a huge thing. We do this all the time. We touch up our children. It's this chesaron from the wife, this chesaron from the father, this chesaron from the mother. It's true, and it's Stachachu. This part is not it's Stachachu. Many netiyos, many traits, many midas you get from fathers and sons and uncles. Anyways, she noticed this kid had tremendous materialistic nature from the young age. So right away, he's going to be like his uncle. She tells over to Rabbi Yakazin, and he said, I spoke to his mechanchim throughout the years. Can you hear? She used to give a hakdama to the mechanch every time he had a year that this kid has issues with this. And she said, although they didn't agree with me as much as I said, but I used to give them a whole speech that I'd have to watch out for them. They used to try, but nothing helped. You see, I was right. Look, he became a criminal. I told everyone the whole life that he's going to be a criminal. She made him into a criminal. He also leaped in as a din. She's going to come to Shemayim, and they're going to tell her, you know what? Your child, he had an atiya for chumrius. Yeah, I also have an atiya for chumrius. You know? I also have an atiya for gishmak, a steak. I love it. Yeah? Some people have more, some people have less. You have to work on it. But somebody who obviously is telling it to the mechanchim, obviously her kid is hearing it, obviously it's the vibe she's giving over to, she thinks he's going to be a criminal. She was mekabea, it's called. She made that in it. It's an example, but it's an example in so many things. We decide how we react to the things that they're doing. If we're going to work on them and not going to label them and not going to constantly harp on it and dwell on it and forget it. I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but if we criticize, we only entrench the problem so much more. And this is, I'm telling you, I can't begin to see how much it is. Mothers, honestly, it's very hard. Mothers, especially with sloppy and kids who are not orderly all the time, they're doing this. Don't realize they made their kid into a shlamazel forever. A kid that was a little bit of a shlamazel, you just made him into a shlamazel. And there's tons of stories about this. There's people who the parents tell them, you're never going to get married. And these kids, they have it in their mind from who knows how young that they're not going to be able to get married. They don't know how to get married. You saw a few things that make them not... We mamish or kivea of our kids what they are by criticizing. Well, so let's fear our eyes for tonight a little bit. So, criticism never has a makom. So the answer is very, very small. Regular criticism, the natural netiyah to criticize, aleph, because it's very hard not to criticize, we start in the beginning of the Zad, beis, because subconsciously we want to make chinuch. No, the command has no ta'elis. The command has no ta'elis to regular criticism. We have to work on ourselves. So, does it ever have? There's a musik of musr. So, the answer is I want to say two nakudas. First of all, yes, avada, there is a musik of the parent giving musr and the parent giving criticism. It has to be done only on the mice and not on the kid, and it has to be controlled, 100%. It has to be controlled, like any other pula chinuchit we spoke a little bit about, even oinshim. It has to be controlled. It can't be blurted out. Criticism has to be something that you notice. You don't say right away. You keep it in mind. You see he has a certain atiya. You see he has something. And at the right time, when you have abdom of the last three vadim, you have a good relationship with the child knows you love him, he knows you respect him, and he knows that you trust him, and you, in the right way, you point out to him something, and you say we're going to work on it. You know, there's something, a certain hanhaga you're doing, which doesn't. It's not matim for you. It's possible to use criticism as a tool, but that it's used as a tool, and it has to be accompanied with yidud. It has to be accompanied with complimenting and reinforcement that I'm going to talk about next week. But I want to add in one more nakuda. It's also very common, very nagea. A lot of times we have to realize. There's criticism in two types of things. There's criticism to sometimes a thing that the child doesn't realize. We think the child doesn't cop. Most of the times, we're criticizing a thing the child himself knows he has a problem, and he knows he's done something wrong. So here there's a very moridik in Akuda. It's in the Gea, in Torah. There's common makuras, it's mavur, the common places that a chait by a person, it's the biggest einish is the chait itself. The biggest einish, schara vera vera. The biggest einish for a person is the avera itself. You don't have to be'etzem. What do we say? We're worried that a lot of times, again, this is the negia chinuchit that we have is he's doing so many things wrong. He's doing these things, and if we don't tell him something, he's gonna think it's okay. A child who walks home and he got kicked out of yeshiva, you really think he doesn't feel like an idiot? You don't think he feels terrible? You need to make him feel uncomfortable by telling him how it's pathetic that he got thrown out of the yeshiva again. The chait is manish itself. A child who dropped a crystal bowl. Does he need the mother to tell him, how could you do that? Didn't you realize how much it's worth? Don't you think they feel pathetic especially in front of everyone else? You don't need anything else to make the child feel uncomfortable. The very fact that the parent stays there quiet is the biggest pull in chinuch. If you see your child do something, it's a terrible, terrible thing, no matter what it was, a terrible thing, a thing that doesn't pass for him. But when the parent witnesses it, and the parent just stays there, and the parent has self-control, the child learned the biggest nekudah chinuch. He says like this: my father saw something, my father and mother saw something, which obviously is wrong, and I know it's wrong. And they had self-control enough not to tell me anything because they care about me. That itself is the biggest thing that pushes them to try not to complete the thing. Get? I know it's so bad that my father didn't want to point it out to me because he felt bad for me. When you drill it in, which is not a natural reaction, when you drill in and you point it out at how bad it was, you didn't gain anything. It's something you already was accomplished. Again, you have all the chesronis that we had before. Not the ma'isim, just take a model. It's not the ma'isim, a regular ma'isim, but it's a model lesson for this. It's a ma'isim that's told over of a Rebbetzin. It's one of these chinuch books. Told of a Rebbetzin who lived. He lived with other younger families. So she didn't already have kids at home. So she used to metzia very often that she would babysit for the kids. One time, in Kinnear, she was a chashva person, so people liked sending their kids there. One time she asked one of the neighbors is telling the story, and she said, send over our kids, send over two boys. I remember the ages. Anyways, what happened was, while they were there, the older boy threw to the younger boy something, and it smashed totally the whole glass of the vitrina, the glass that goes in. It's another person's house, and the kid was horrified. He didn't realize he threw something in the wall, and he smashed it. And the kid was horrified, and you could tell from his face, he expected at home he would have gone for this, who knows what. This Rebbetzin went over calmly to the child, calmly but firmly, went over to the child, and made a huge amount of noise, and took broom, took a thing, and said, okay, Ganki, you're going to take him, you're going to clean it up now. So instead of the whole screaming, the whole criticism, how could you do that, how to watch, then you realize, you didn't say a word. They came over and just did give chinuch, did say, showed him that it's your achrayus. You did something obviously that wasn't supposed to be done. He was able to chap that, but it was all b'shtika. This made such an impact on the kid. How did the mother chap? Agav, the mother said that the Rebbe didn't tell anything, the kids didn't tell anything. But the next time that they went over to the babysitting, so she's babysitting. The Rebbe said something like to the older kid. He said, oh, Yanki, now you know how to act like a big boy. From last night. So the mother chap, something happened last time. And everything chap. So she didn't even say anything. But the Maisa, when it was in this gala, she, the son didn't stop talking about it. Didn't stop saying, I'm a big boy. He kept on used to quote what the Rebbe said. Yeah, I'm a big boy and I know how to clean up things. And then she said, every once in a while, he used to say, when I grow up, I want to marry Rebbe. I grew up on a Rebbe. What does that mean? It means, to him, this was a shpitz. In other words, zelu mazeh. His mother was mechanech, like most of us do. When a child does something bad, we take it out on them, we tell them exactly what they did, and we usually add on, you always do this and this. And we can imagine how much agnas nefesh and how much pain that caused the child. Instead, he saw somebody who did exactly the opposite, had the self-control, obviously wasn't happy about what happened, but had the self-control not to say anything. He, Avada, received the message. It was a terrible thing. He didn't need her to remind him. And he saw somebody. It was an example of a character of a Shlita Atzmus who was able to be mechanech, of a mechanech without criticizing. This is a mushal of something that we have to remember, that we don't have to point out the bad thing to the child when it does. It's Shlita Atzmus. Al Kaponim, the major kudas we mentioned tonight is we have to remember this. We make our kids. We see patterns all the time. Yes, we're the best ones. No one knows better than the father and the mother. What are the behavioral patterns? What are the anhugas? What are the bad, different habits that the child's doing? We could decide. We could either be mekaveit, either we could set it in stone, and that we'll do by criticizing, or we could help them. We could help them grow by reinforcing them, by mechanechem in the right oifen. It's all biyadeinu.